I call the meeting to order. Please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance. To the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. If people turn around, you'll notice a large flag at the back of the room, and that is courtesy of Trustee Serpy. That's your father-in-law's flag?
That was my father-in-law's flag, yes.
And he has donated that to the village.
He passed away about 12 years ago. Yeah.
Okay. So. We don't have to make a repair on the wall there. That worked very well. That brings us to item three, roll call.
Mike Serpy.
Here.
Dave Clemish.
Here.
Mike Polakoff.
Here.
Chris Keckler.
Here.
John Steinberg.
Here. Quorum being present. Item four, citizens' comments.
Mr. President, we did have one sign up this evening, Ken Harju.
Hello, everybody. I just came to say thanks. It's been a long time at Creekside that we got to a development that was a compromise, and it's good for everybody. I'd just like to thank the board, the Land Commission, all the professionals that sit up here, the residents of the community, and SR Mills and Barrett Construction. Thanks for all your time, effort, and everything else. And I'm grateful to be part of this village. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you. Is that the only sign-up?
No further sign-ups.
Anyone else wishing to speak under citizens' comments? Hearing none, I'll move on to item five, administrator's report.
I have nothing to report.
Moving on to item six, new business. First item being item A, consider and approve resolution 1907 authorizing the issuance and sale of 9,100,000 general obligation promissory notes, series 2019.
I'll be talking about A and B together, but we have to vote on them separately. So.
Correct. Then we will take up item B also. That's consider and approve resolution 1908 authorizing the issuance, sale of 7,900,000 taxable general obligation promissory notes, 2019. Kathy?
Mr. President, the Village Board, we went out for sale today on two issues, a taxable issue and a tax-exempt issue. The first one, the $9 million, is a tax-exempt issue. It sold at $9,090,000 instead of the $9,100,000 that was on the resolution. This is for three purposes. First of all, the first purpose is for RecPlex. We're borrowing for a little over $3.2 million in projects. Most of these projects have already been completed. We're reimbursing the RecPlex about $2.6 million. The biggest projects that were done out there was the bathroom expansion off the field house and the pool pack improvement in the pool for both of them. One was a little under $1 million. The other one was a little over $1 million. And then there's other smaller projects that were done throughout the building and then a couple projects yet to be done. And the second purpose for this taxable or tax-exempt issue is TID number 6 Main Street, highway improvements for a little over $2 million. There's improvements to Highway 165 intersection, modifications to Old Green Bay Road, traffic signals, and 102nd Street East extension. This bond is being issued based on a guarantee by Freighter for a tax increment to be generated. And then the third purpose for this tax-exempt is in TID number 5, Prairie Highlands. We're looking at $1.6 million in road improvements, and then we're looking at $1.6 million in a water main extension east of I-94 to finish the loop in that section. And then we have some planning for the roundabout for $350 that has been borrowed. So those are the purposes for the tax-exempt borrowing. And then the second resolution is for taxable borrowing of $7.9 million. This is all in Prairie Highlands Corporate Park. The first part of it is, the major part of it is Prairie Highlands grading for a little over $5.2 million. And then there's also a development grant to Aurora for the grading they did on their own site for $1.8 million. And then also the electrical and gas that's being run out in Prairie Highlands is also a taxable issue. Total issue for these things are a little over $7.8 million. Standard & Poor's has maintained our rating of AA, stable. And Gene Schultz is here from Piper Jaffray, and Jim Town from Alpine Valley. And Gene's going to talk a little bit about the interest rate environment and how our bonds priced out.
My name is Gene Schultz. I'm managing director for Piper Jaffray. I'll talk about the issue itself this morning. We went out at 9 a.m. with both issues. The taxable issue sold out within the end of our order period, which would have been an hour later at 10 o'clock, so we sold 100% of that. The tax-exempt issue we had problems with. Out of the $9,090,000, we sold about $700,000. But underwriting committed to it, so without having sold more than $700,000, we committed to the underwriting, and that will be validated by an underwriter certificate. So Piper takes a lot of risk at that point in time, but they believed in the pricing. What caused the problem, we believe, is that we kind of came up with a scale last Friday, and interest rates were looking good. The rates this morning, the 10-year jumped up 8 basis points right while we were doing the pricing. It made everybody a little bit skittish, but they believed in the pricing, so we stuck with the pricing. And I believe the net interest cost for the tax exempt was a 2.54. I know Jim back there said he was talking to one of the board members, and Jim says, I think it was a 2.58, but the trustee said, well, if it's not 2.54, I may not vote for it. So somehow it just worked out that way. You could look at the actual runoffs. Now, talking in general, just to give you a brief rundown on interest rates. The last time we did a financing for Pleasant Prairie was November 5th. The 10-year was a 3.20. Now this morning, while we were doing the pricing, the 10-year was at a 2.48. So there was a substantial decrease in the interest rate. And I took a look at the pricing that we did in November compared to this one, and it was about 60 basis points different. So that amounts to substantial savings. The differential in the 10-year for the last sale and this year is approximately 20%. Just to give you a rough idea as how rates went since the last, the high point for interest rates was 3 days after we did the initial pricing for November 5th. It was at a 3.23. The low in interest rates during that intervening period was March 29th, which was last Friday, 2.37. So then this morning when we went out, it was at a 2.48. So that's a lot of figures, but the difference between the high and the low just within a five-month period is 86 basis points, which is 27% differential in how interest rates fluctuate. I think the last time I was here, I talked about the trend in interest rates, and that was in an uptrend. And I said I can't predict if it'll keep going that way, but I would say that if the economy turns around, meaning going down, interest rates will go down. And I think that's exactly what happened. So sometimes you're right and sometimes you're wrong, but I think in this case. So if there's any questions, I'm here to answer them.
Thank you, Gene.
Thank you.
Any questions for Gene?
He's got a quick question for Nathan.
Mike?
Nathan, on the private utilities, gas, electric, is that amount for everything in Prairie Highlands, or is it just?
Yes. So they're currently working on everything, including, and correct me if I'm wrong, but we're also, the stormwater utilities are also included in that as well. We do not have fiber when we're talking talking utilities.
All right.
So we still have a substantial amount of our escrow left to pay for water, sewer, and storm. And what we ran out of money for in the escrow was the private grading, which we are borrowing right now is taxable.
Right.
So, and then this 1.6 is based on Matt's, our engineer's estimate that we're going to be spending the next year or so. I needed some a little bit of extra money off of TID 5 to finish up the road portion.
Okay.
So the storms are mainly in the escrow still.
Okay.
And not in this borrowing. The only thing in this borrowing is the roads and then the water main that was not in the original TID number 5, the water main that's over by I-94 state line.
Right.
That's the water main that wasn't in there. And the roundabout, of course, wasn't in there, so that's had to be pulled out of and couldn't be taken out of the escrow.
Right.
And the sewer, and the electric gas wasn't in there either.
Okay.
Kathy, you said S&P's kept us at AA stable. Can you just review where that is, what's above and what's below it?
Is it A1 below it?
No, AA minus.
Oh, AA minus is below or AA plus is above. The major reason why we're not moving upward is because of a level of debt we have outstanding. I was just talking to Gene before our meeting. He's believing that after we pay off the big portion of TID 2 debt, we should be able to ask for an upgrade in our rating. But right now, that's the major reason why we can't get an increase in rating because of our amount of debt that we had outstanding, mainly for TID 2.
And I think given the what it looks like performance for TID 2 is and TID 5, I don't think we really have anything to worry about. You hate to say that, but it's both those projects are in real good shape.
That's correct. We're on trajectory. I mean, technically speaking, depending on land sales, there's even the potential to close out TID 2 earlier versus the full term. So.
And every time we go out for a borrowing for the TIDs, we do a cash flow. We project what has already happened and then what we are still projecting to happen to make sure that when we structure the debt that it will fit into the cash flow schedule that gets revised each time we borrow.
What's the estimated value to the village on when TID 2 matures? Approximately, I'm not asking for.
Well, we're at like 3.something billion. I don't know off the top of my head off what it is, but in terms of the increment we're collecting from them is like $14 million is I know for a fact. I don't have the other numbers off the top of my head.
And of that $14 million, basically the percentage that would be the villages is closer to like 3. So.
I move approval of 1907.
Second.
So we need a roll call vote on these two resolutions?
Correct. We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, roll call vote is requested.
There we go. I couldn't get it to turn on. John Steinberg?
Aye.
Chris Keckler?
Aye.
Mike Polakoff?
Aye.
Dave Klimisch?
Aye.
And Mike Serpy?
Aye.
Move approval of resolution 1908.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion on 1908? If not, a roll call vote is also requested.
Mike Polakoff?
Aye.
Chris Keckler?
Aye.
John Steinberg?
Aye.
Dave Klimisch?
Aye.
And Mike Serpy?
Aye.
Both motions carry. Thank you, Gene.
Thanks, Jim.
That brings us to item C, and that is to consider and approve the offer to purchase for vacant, known as parcel 92-4-122-153-0050 between the Village, Pleasant Prairie, and Creekside, EPL LLC.
Thank you, Mr. President and trustees. Before you for consideration is a vacant land offer to purchase. The Village owns a piece of land north of the to be 91st Street, adjacent to Creekside Vista. It's parcel number 92-41221530050. And if the board will remember from the last board meeting, they did approve a conceptual plan for the Creekside Vista residential development. And specifically this 1.89 parcel, if you look on your screen, like I said, is located just east of Green Bay Road and north of 91st Street. And again, this parcel is proposed to be purchased by Creekside PP LLC. The parcel would accommodate a portion of four of the proposed 20-unit buildings. It would accommodate a portion of the parking area and a portion of the detached garages to serve that development. Again, it's approximately 1.89 acres. It's currently unimproved land. The condition will be sold as is. There's a due diligence period of 60 days and a closing date no later than 15 days after the satisfaction of that due diligence period. Earnest money would be put up of $2,500. And the recommendation of staff is to approve the vacant land purchase for a total purchase price of $76,700. If you have any questions, I'll be happy to answer them.
Tom, I would like to included in the $76,000, whatever closing costs are involved, that the buyer pick up those as well.
Yes, we had a discussion with Creekside previous to the meeting, and they're willing to pick up those costs.
Okay. All right. But then I'll make a motion to approve the offer to purchase.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Brings us to item D, consider and approve the Prairie Highlands Corporate Park Purchase and Sale Agreement between the Village of Pleasant Prairie and Offsite LLC.
Village Board, this agreement would be between the Village of Pleasant Prairie and the buyer Offsite LLC. This would be the third parcel or lot within the Prairie Highlands Corporate Park. This use is a data center for third-party storage, and one of the discussion points that we've had is regarding the zoning, the M5 use, and making sure that this use was a good fit for the Prairie Highlands Corporate Park. Not presented to you tonight are some conceptual designs that we've been reviewing with the potential landowner, but their intention is to make a very highly attractive site. And on top of that, as a part of our discussions and negotiations, this company has some very high visible users or individuals that are storing data at their facility, which elevates this company into a higher tier bracket. They are proposing the purchase of 12 acres. This would be immediately north of the outlot. It will require a developer's agreement. It will also require the Prairie Highlands Corporate Park Architectural and Development Control Committee to review plans. Again, like I mentioned before, as a part of this proposal, this project, it would be a requirement that they elevate the design standards so that it is attractive and something that will reflect the image that we want to portray at Prairie Highlands. Part of the their contingency is making sure that there is power to the site. And currently, We Energies is looking at putting a substation on the east side of I-94. And so that will be a critical piece for the buyer. This agreement will also be contingent on or subject to village approvals. Their due diligence period is set to be until November 30th, and the primary reason is one, so that we can complete our improvements at Prairie Highlands, and then two, so that the substation can have some assurance that a substation will be put in. And then after that, 30-day due diligence period for closing. So closing will take place before the end of this year. There is a minimal earnest money being put down of $10,000. The purchase price, the total purchase price is $185,000 per acre, so roughly coming out to $2.2 million. There is a brokerage fee, but we intentionally negotiated so that the closing costs basically set us at per acre dollar amount that we felt comfortable with, and so it will roughly be about $175,000 per acre. That's the nuts and bolts of the PSA. If there are any questions, I'd be more than willing to answer them at this time.
Looks like I think you've negotiated a good deal for the village, and it's a good amount in that corporate park. It's, you know, I think you're getting to the price you did was a good target for the parcel that's in its location and given the size. So I'd move that the village enter into a purchase sale agreement for off-site with the terms and conditions identified by the village administrator.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion?
Can I just add one other point, and just to note, because I know that when we typically talk about data centers, that isn't necessarily the highest, you know, we don't necessarily think fancy. But given the dollar amount that they're willing to pay for this site, and that was something that we really discussed as a team, and the amount of vetting that we spent with this company, I know that they're going to produce a high quality product, and so that's the intent. So just in case there's ever any question or the board is asked any questions regarding the use, we're confident that this will be a good opportunity and prospect for Prairie Highlands Corporate Park.
Nathan, would there be any chance that Wisconsin Energy wouldn't put a substation to service this?
That is a great question, and that's something that offsite, how I understand it, that's going to be something that they're going to be pushing pretty heavily on their end to make sure that that does take place.
It has to take place for this to work, right?
Correct.
Well, aren't they doing that substation anyway? It's just a matter of sizing it?
Correct, and it's also a matter of timing.
Okay.
So right now, I guess the point is that We Energies, for instance, has it in their plans to put the substation in. Unless there's someone else coming to the table expediting that process, they're going to do it on their time frame. And so those are going to be some decisions that offsite's going to need to make and review.
Okay.
Tom, would you add anything?
I completely concur with that.
Is there a second to make the motion?
Yes. Any further discussion? If not, those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Brings us to item E, and that is to consider and approve Resolution 1909 authorizing Village of Pleasant Prairie to enter an agreement with the City of Kenosha, Wisconsin Department of Transportation for improvement of State Highway 50.
So in your Village Board packet, I outlined several whereas clauses, and I won't belabor the meeting by reading through them all. But in short, the village has spent a significant amount of time working with the City of Kenosha and with DOT to get the city to a point where they can move forward with this project. They currently are the lead agency, and they had significant concerns with some of the obligations that they had previously committed to. I know Mike and John have spent some time with me in the mayor's office. In the end, the village is committing to no more than what they had previously committed to in the state state municipal agreement. It's just the way we're expending funds is a little bit different than what had originally been agreed to. In the end, the village is basically going to commit to pay $1.5 million towards the project as a local share to the DOT, and then We had originally committed to pay for installation of frontage road, 109th Avenue. Instead of the village paying those portions of the price, those funds will be utilized for a right-of-way acquisition. In particular, though, the right-of-way acquisition, the majority of it is taking place in the city of Kenosha. So it's just a different way to cut the pie, if you will. But I think in the end, this is a much-needed asset, much-needed improvement, and will be a benefit to the village.
What's the anticipated project going to start?
So portions of the project are going to begin even this year. I know that they're wanting to let portions of the project this year, but it will extend all the way into 2023.
Any land acquisitions, have that been taken place? Has that taken place already?
So the village's land acquisition has taken place, in particular for 109th. I know that Matt could maybe answer this, but I know that we're working also on some minor right-of-way and areas where utilities that are going to need to be modified. But again, the majority of the right-of-way acquisition for some frontage road areas is with the city of Kenosha.
We already had come to an agreement on this, a few years back. That's how long the project's been hanging out. And I think that this agreement here, I think it really does is it caps our cost. I mean, we know what our number's going to be. On the previous agreement, there was upside. So if cost went up, cost went up. And it would be in areas where the village had no control over what those costs would be. So I think this is good. If you look at the big picture, it's $73 million, $72 million project. And, the village is going to benefit by that greatly. If you just look at the traffic on Highway 50 between Highway 31 and 94, it's crazy. So, I mean, this is needed. And I believe it's needed in the city, too. But, I mean, we do need that for the improvements that are there. So I think
The total investment's actually $87 million in the resolution, and that was the last estimate that we'd received from the DOT. And just to piggyback, it's a little bit disappointing that perhaps the city doesn't feel this project is as critical or vital to them, which could be argued significantly. But I do think that in the end, this is a critical project for the region as a whole and for the village.
We know that the costs are going to continue to rise, and the agreement that we discussed spelled out the jurisdiction and maintenance parameters of Highway 50 so that everybody was in agreement and there'd be no discrepancies in the future, hopefully.
Do we, Matt, maybe for you or Nathan, we know what the traffic, what the lane closures are going to be east and west for Highway 50 during the construction? Because Highway C is probably going to get busy, Bain Station is probably going to get busy, and I don't know if either one of those roads are capable of taking on any additional traffic. It's going to be rough.
We'll just direct him to Kenosha.
Yeah, go through the neighborhood here. It'll work perfect.
Mortal approval of Resolution 1909.
Second.
Motion a second. Any further discussion? If not, those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Well, the city will be acting on theirs, or did act.
I couldn't tell you how the city is going to proceed.
They'll be doing the same thing, correct?
Well, they're gonna be signing the same letter. We presented it with a cover resolution in order to further explain that letter.
The transgressions, yes.
Right.
Okay. That takes care of item E. That moves us on to item F, and that is to consider and approve the award of contract for the 2019 Laddish Tower painting and project, and that is to Lane Tank Company.
President and members of the board, this evening I bring before you the award of contract for the 2019 Laddish Tower painting project. The tower is located on Highway C and Highway H by the Laddish factory, or when it was a factory. It was last painted in the late 90s when we actually had to change the elevation of it when we put it on the same pressure zone. There's not that many tank painting companies that are around, so that's why we only got two bids. Both of the companies that we have are very good companies, so we'd be happy with either one of those companies doing the work. So we did get pricing from both of the companies that, you know, that we would accept with their, they've both done work in the village in the past. Lane Tank Company came in at $330,750,000, which is under budget where we were hoping to be. By the time you add in some engineering and any contingencies that may happen to upgrade the tower to where it needs to be to meet all the DNR specifications, we should still be under budget, which we're happy to announce. So I guess any questions you may have about the tank painting I can answer, but I do recommend contract be executed with Lane Tank Company for the amount of $330,750.
So is this inside, outside lettering, the whole shebang, or just the outside?
No, this is actually the inside and outside, the dry and the wet. The only difference is that they're just going to rough up the exterior of it because it was painted not that long ago, and the paint is still adhered very well to the metal. So they're just going to rough up the exterior, paint it. They're going to totally blast the inside wet, which is just protocol from DNR to do, and totally blast the inside dry. Because as you can see on the photo, the last time it was painted, it just really didn't stick good. So we're going to have to do a total blast on that and repaint it. There are some upgrades that are required from our last inspection that we had to do, and it's just minor stuff with some venting and some other stuff with our SCADA system that we're just going to upgrade just to make sure that it's up to speed where it needs to be.
One thing you had asked about lettering, I had considered the thought process of utilizing the word mark that we had approved here, but after further evaluation, we really feel that this is a vertical use anyway, and so the way the lettering is with Pleasant Prairie would work best remaining the same, and would be consistent with our brand anyway. So,
I didn't know a gallon of Rust-Oleum was that expensive. I move approval of contract to Lane Tank Company for $337.50.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? How many years ago was it?
It was in the late 90s. I'm sure Mike knows the exact year and date.
I think it was 98.
That was at the time the tower was lowered.
That's correct. It was lowered 40 feet at that time to keep in the same pressure zone. So it's due. It's been over 20 years now.
Paint holds up better when it's taller because you can't see it going back.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, we did plan on painting it last year, but then with the We Energies closing, we ended up postponing the capital item until this year.
I heard Tom Patrizzi was going to paint it, but he's not allowed on a ladder anymore.
Is that right? Yeah. And they can't find a pole long enough, so.
Okay. Further discussion? Hearing none, those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Item G is disallowance of a claim of Christian Prune. This is as a result of injuries and damages which occurred on September 6, 2016.
Mr. President, members of the board, I am recommending a disallowance of claim as recommended by our insurance company from Christian Prune as a result of injuries and damage which occurred on the date September 6, 2016. Just quick update. We were doing some road construction. They were doing some upgrades to the tracks. We actually had 7th Avenue by the tracks, 91st area, closed off, hard closed. She decided to ride her bike into the construction zone, past the barricades, got her tire stuck in a hole, flipped over, and got hurt by the tracks. Insurance company did a thorough investigation and said it was 100% her fault, so considered that the village would not be liable for any of the claim and did recommend a disallowance.
Okay. Move to concur with the recommendation of the insurance.
Second.
Motion and second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Brings us to item 7, Village Board comments.
Nothing for me.
All is good. Brings us to number 8, and that is enter into executive session pursuant to section 19.851C to consider employment, promotion, compensation, or performance evaluation data of any public employee over which the governmental body has jurisdiction or exercises responsibility relating to the village administrator position.
So moved.
Second.
Motion is second. Roll call vote has been requested.
Dave Klimisch?
Aye.
Mike Polakoff?
Aye.
Chris Keckler?
Aye.
John Steinberg?
Aye.
And Mike Serpy?
Aye.
The board will return to open session for the purpose of adjournment only. No other business will be conducted.